listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Ken Robinson, and this is episode number 5. Let's get to it with today's topic, EO101. This podcast is sponsored by www.podbot.ai. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence.
Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast.
Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. After one person in the studio tweeted a picture of Pointless, the kidnappers sent a video of Susanna writhing in pain and punishment to a news outlet. Special Agent Khaled and Alex McQueen, who arranged the production of the recordings, ordered Callow's head to be placed over her body to give them the difficult technical specifications for the broadcast. Due to a sharp change of opinion, the majority of the public now expected Callow to comply with the kidnappers' demands. Alex McQueen plays Special Agent Khaled while Anna Wilson-Jones takes on the role of her wife Jane. Home Secretary Alex Cairns will be played by Lindsay Duncan in her first appearance in a lead role in the series. During the casting process, executive producer Annabelle Jones was careful to hire non-comedic actors to avoid a humorous tone. Director Otto Bathurst said the first choice for the role was based on his previous experience with the show. The scene of Callow's attack on Cairns was described as haunting, with Brooker saying he was not sure how the Prime Minister would act in such a situation, while Bathurst noted that his actions would go down in history as one of the worst acts of violence in Australia's history should he be thrown out of politics. In one scene, in which his wife expresses her despair to her husband, he registers astonishment that some viewers are angry with the character. In the first episode of The Big Bang Theory, he and his wives Connie and Huck had to watch a scene in which he has sex with a pig. The Channel 4 trailer, which ran briefly in ITV cinemas, also avoided mentioning the central concept of the pig. The Channel 3 trailer for The Big Bang Theory and the Channel 4 trailer, which ran briefly on ITV, also avoid mentioning central concepts of pigs. Possession of the recording becomes illegal after midnight and Princess Susanna is not released until after the broadcast begins. The painful tone is played to deter viewers until after the show begins. Fingers sent to news outlets say she died by suicide before it aired, but Cairns covered up that fact. Princess Susanna will be released before the broadcasts begin, and possession of recordings will become illegal at midnight. The episode received an average rating of 4.5 out of 5 stars from broadcasting regulator Ofcom, and a predominantly positive professional rating showed that the episode was well played, well acted, and not too bad, although some critics disagreed. The reviewer rated it as mediocre and not a bad episode at all, but not as good as the other episodes. The news that the Prime Minister had sex with a pig, and the sudden surge in interest, was seen by some as a sign of a new wave of public interest in sex. This episode, which met the Vipers in San Junipero, was rated as one of the best Black Mirror episodes of all time and the second best episode of the series. Best mind-blowing photos taken by Black Mirror and Best of Black Mirror in their list of the best films of 2014. The episode was rated the third best episode of the series, behind The Striking Vipers number 1 and San Junipero's. It's hard to remember today, but it was only a decade ago that J.J. Abrams' Lost seemed to reinvent television itself, and it gets the full theatrical treatment here. You can really see Game of Thrones level resources that were thrown straight out of the gate on the show. There is a deep mystery that seems to give amazing revelations without telling a complete and satisfying story. The scene in which Callow talks to Rod Senseless was removed because of her comedic style, even though it was there. Get it here, there is a Ferris wheel, and the pig is chosen to straddle the line between funny and terrible. The episode in which celebrities are tasked with eating a mix of disgusting animal parts. I consider the use of a pig as the main character in this episode not only a joke, but an actual character. In this project, together with Conrad Pejewiter, we investigate the anti-choice movement called the pro-life movement. One of the results of the project is a research paper consisting of two parts, the first part on the anti-abortion movement and the second part on the pro-life movement. Consequently, the first part deals with historical mobilizations in relation to abortion legislation and the laws that are still in force. As supporters of the DD, we find feminists who have fought for the complete liberalization of abortion laws in Poland, women who have never been defined as feminists, and thousands of women who disagree with the amendments to the current law. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 5. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.
www.podbot.ai.
Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai
offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast.
Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai.